play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. And by Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg High School Pep Band with our national anthem. Let's go down to public address announcer Jeff Lamb.
And now let's meet our starting lineups for tonight's game. First, for the visiting Moline Maroons, number 2, Brody Harding. Number 5, Sidon Sterling. Number 12, Trayton Lamphere. Number 22, Drew Weimers. And number 34, Deontay Billups. The Maroons are coached by Sean Taylor. And now the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 6-foot senior, number 1, Nick Fields. A 6'3 junior, number 5, Mitchell Sampson. A 6'4 senior, number 10, Keith Cunningham. A 6'2 senior, number 33, Quinn Anderson. And a 6'6 junior, number 34, Jalen McCants. The Streaks are coached by Mike Reynolds. The IHSA and Galesburg High School promote courteous and respectful behavior by student-athletes, coaches, and spectators. We request your cooperation by supporting the participants and officials in a positive manner. Profanity, racist, sexist comments, or other intimidating actions will not be tolerated and are grounds for removal from the site of competition.
And now it's time for Silver Street.
Thought we were going to have a presentation about Hoops for Hope Night. Maybe that'll be coming up at halftime, but that's a neat story. We'll talk about that tonight as well, Steve.
And there's not many things more important than being an organ donor and all of that goes on with that and the wonderful things there, and this is a night that celebrates that.
Silver Streaks have Mitchell Sampson in the starting lineup. That should tell you something in terms of Mike Reynolds' approach strategically here tonight. Jalen McCants, Deontay Billups in the midcourt circle, ready to get this game underway. Green out night. Both players whiff on the way up. Ben Billups tips it on the way down, and Moline has it to start off the game. They're 20-5, 8-1 in the Western Big Six. The Silver Streaks, meanwhile, are looking for their fourth consecutive conference victory. The Streaks sophomores won tonight 57-51, and they looked good in that victory here tonight to get things off to a nice start. Sampson and Fields defensively knock the ball out of Weimer's hands along the baseline, and the Maroons hang on to it. Brody Harding inbound on the baseline with the white sleeve on the left arm. We talked about his baseball prowess when we saw them a month ago. Here's Billups on the right side, driving in the lane, outside to Weimers. Long three, and he hits from up top.
And when we didn't secure that defensive rebound there, we gave him another opportunity, and they made us pay there.
Just underway in the opening quarter. Keith Cunningham, left side to Mitchell Sampson, along with McCants, Fields, and Quinn Anderson for the Silver Streaks. Fields on the outside up top. Quinn gets an open look. High three. That's off the mark, though. Weimers underneath for the rebound.
Good look there by Quinn.
Yep.
Wide open three. Just didn't get it to go.
Dribble drive in from the left side. Contact as Harding couldn't finish off the shot. And then a tie-up between Cunningham and Trayton Lamphere underneath. And the Silver Streaks get it back on the alternating possession.
Great defense there. We went up, walled him up, made him shoot off balance. But, again, got tied up on the offensive rebound. We were fortunate that we had the arrow.
Moline coming off a loss at Manual last Saturday. Here's Fields driving down, heading to the baseline. Harding reaches in, pokes it out of bounds. Harding had a tough game in that loss to Manual last week. It was held pretty quiet for only 7 points, but Billups lit it up for 32, but they still lost by 12. On the inbound, bad pass up top intended for Sampson and picked off by Harding. On the left side wing, fires it right side. Another three by Weimers. That one's off the back iron.
And you need to be aware that he's going to shoot, and he's a quick. He gets the ball off quickly, and you've got to be out and close out on it.
And he doesn't know distance either. He'll shoot it from anywhere. Cunningham puts the ball, dribbling left to right, into the lane. Hesitation dribble, down to the low block.
And that's an aggressive move we need tonight. Take it right at them.
He did not give up and battled for position and got off a strong shot to pull the Streaks within one, a minute and a half into the game, 3-2 Moline. On the outside, Lamphere. Now to the right wing, Billups. Up top, Harding backs up into the midcourt circle. To the left side it goes, over to Zidane Sterling, right in front of the Galesburg bench. Billups penetrates, kicks it back out to Sterling. Up top, Lamphere, swinging around to the right side, and back up top they go to Weimers. Now back to the left side. Billups down low. Harding, catch, turns, airballs it. Weak side, Keith Cunningham with a rebound. Brody Harding out of rhythm on that shot. Cunningham dishes to Mitchell Sampson. Drives to the baseline and has it poked out of bounds off of him. Billups reached in, knocked it out of Mitchell's hands and off Mitchell's midsection right out on the baseline.
They're very good at digging at the ball, and they anticipate where the ball is going to be, and they can oftentimes get you to turn it over in that deflection.
3-2 Moline, 2.5 minutes into the game. Weimers has a three for the Maroons. Here's Billups with a hesitation dribble. Now a step back 15 feet from the baseline.
And excellent defense there by Jalen to get him to stop and take a pull up there, which he didn't want to do.
Nick Fields, the weak side rebound, has it now between the circles. And then threw it behind Mitchell Sampson, who wasn't looking for it, and out of bounds back to Moline.
In our third turnover already, we're a little bit unsure of ourselves in the half court. We just got to get in the flow here. We're doing a good job on the defensive end.
If you were with us in football season when Galesburg played Moline, you'll know the name of the young man who just came in. Harrison Bay-Bowie has been hurt for much of the basketball season. You heard Coach Sean Taylor say in the pregame he's playing in his first game tonight since December, and he has it now in the low block. Spins to the left inside of Quinn Anderson. Shot rolls off the rim. Rebound out of bounds off Moline as Lamphere couldn't hang on with some contact under the basket. Streaks get it back on the dead ball rebound.
And he was able to get that ball inside the low blocks and attempted a turnaround jump shot. And again, just didn't get to go. I don't like the ball down in that quite low. Yeah. Too easy there.
Yep. Probably just the rust is anything why he missed that.
Absolutely.
Great position. Up top, Quinn Anderson. Right side to Keith Cunningham. Still 3-2 Moline. Cunningham has it stolen away. Tried to do too much with the dribble. Lamphere with a steal. Missed the layup at the other end as McCants got back. Then Weimers with the offensive rebound. And then he rips it away from Keith Cunningham. And Keith gets called for a foul trying to get the ball back.
And again, just out-hustled there, unfortunately. They were able to secure the rebound and pursue the ball. And you got another possession here out of it.
Yeah, Mike Reynolds not happy.
Not happy there.
But they got two offensive rebounds. Now Bay-Bowie, left corner three. That's off the front rim. Another offensive rebound by Lamphere this time and kicks it back out to Brody Harding. Into the lane. Pull-up jumper inside the free throw line off the back rim.
We're fortunate right now that they're cold.
Yeah.
And that we're forcing them to take some shots that they don't want to necessarily take.
Still 3-2. Jalen McCants to the low blocks. Into a triple team. Gets the shot up. No. Put back Cunningham.
Good offensive rebound there by Keith.
Jalen kind of forced one up, or maybe it wasn't there. Now at the other end, Billups to the low blocks very quickly, flips it up with the right hand, and Moline back on top.
Jalen's got to overplay that right hand. He gave him that direct drive and got all the way to the rim pretty easily there.
5-4 Moline. We're past the halfway mark of quarter number one here at John Thiel Gym. Crossover dribble. Pacant kicks it out. Cunningham with the head fake, puts it up inside the free throw line, missed it. Moline saves it out of bounds. I thought the ball may have touched the baseline after they got it, but now they have it. Billups into the lane. A lot of contact. Streaks rip it away. Cunningham going one-on-one. Right of Weimers, and then gets blocked by Weimers, and the rebound by Harrison Bay Bowie.
Good
other
defense
end
on
Hardy
both ends.
Takes it right at Nick Fields and then lost the ball out of bounds, and apparently Fields got a hand on it. And they don't give up anything easily at the other end, and there's a big improvement, at least so far in this game, that the Streaks haven't given up that transition bucket.
Absolutely. We've got back beautifully, and we've contested shots. We just had the period there where we gave up those offensive rebounds. But otherwise, defensively, we've been, for the most part, very good here early.
Eric Price into the game for his first action. Weimers on the inbound, hits a three
and again,
from the right
lost
wing.
Him on the inbounds pass. We have to mark him there and find him there because he'll hit that shot, and he hits it, as you said, he knows no distance.
He's got six of their eight. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Streaks down four. Bad pass by Mitchell Sampson intended
and
for McCants.
And our fifth turnover already.
Yep. Intercepted by Weimers. Other end, Bay Bowie. Baseline cut off, kicks it out. Billups for three from the wing. In and out. Rebound, Mitchell Sampson. That one just circled around the rim and popped out. Streaks down four with the ball. 2:40 to go, first quarter. Quinn, a little push off on Bay Bowie. Now passes it up to McCants. Back up top to Nick Fields. Dribbles once to the right side.
Eric Price in the ball game.
Goes around his man to the baseline. Leans in with a left hand but can't get the shot to roll through. Deontay Billups on the weak side rebound. Eric found himself wide open after Zidane Sterling went around him falling out of bounds. So he just kind of leaned forward and flipped it up with the hand, but it rolled off the rim. 2:10 to go first quarter. Streaks down 8-4. Brody Harding, bounce pass into Bay Bowie, posting up on Quinn Anderson. Fakes right, cuts him off, going to the other direction. Good defense by Quinn. Weak side rebound, Eric Price. Here comes Galesburg. Price scoops it out. Quinn to the left side. Now under the wing it goes to Mitchell Sampson. Moline got back defensively. To the left side, Quinn with a left side three from the wing. Won't go. Rebound tip. Fields to McCants up and in.
Good offensive rebound from the weak side.
Streaks down 8-6 now. Minute 40 to go and a quick foul at the other end as they found Billups. There the Streaks did not get back defensively in transition, and Billups got quick position of the low blocks, and McCants picks up his first
Brad,
foul.
Brad, as good as they are, they will make you pay if you do not pay attention to details, like getting back on defense or finding one of their shooters and closing out. They will take advantage of all your mistakes and errors.
Weimers has it now, trying to go around Eric Price, gets into the middle of the lane, takes it all the way to the basket.
He's having a big quarter there. He got to the rim.
10-6 Moline. Weimers with eight. Under a minute and a half to go first quarter. The only other 2 points by Deontay Billups, their leading scorer on the season. Price to the right side. Fields had a career game. He's going to shoot the three up at Wharton Fieldhouse, but he doesn't knock down his first shot here. Billups with a rebound. 4-point Moline lead. Billups around Jalen. Then he catches up to him on the low blocks. Ball tipped away from Cunningham, who had the rebound. And a foul called on Billups from the backside, his first.
And another great job defensively by Jalen on Billups. And everyone knows Billups is a handful. And Jalen has done a yeoman's job here in this first period of containing him, making him work for things and doing things that he doesn't want to do.
Billups got the first step to go around him, but then Jalen did a nice job recovering and sliding back down to the low blocks to cut him off.
Playing defense with your feet, and that's the key.
Here's Fields into the front court. Streaks down four.
Trying to run Jalen in the low post.
Bad pass picked off by Billups. And then Price just pushed him, going for the layup. No foul.
Got away with that one.
He sure did, out in front of everybody. Quinn Anderson, 18-foot jump shot.
And that again is Quinn's bread and butter, where he can clear himself with that side dribble, hit the mid-range jump shot there. Good sequence there that was a 4-point turnaround.
Eric Price, I mean, just put the arms out in front of him and just push Deontay Billups away from the basket.
Coach Taylor's got his hands out like, I can't believe that.
They all did over there, and I don't blame them. 10-8, Moline with the ball, and a 2-point lead, final 15 seconds of the first quarter. Harding just inside a half court, goes around Fields. Nick cuts him off inside the lane, pulls it back out with 10 to go. Between the circles, Billups. Now back to Harding with six. Harding around Fields again. And he runs into Cunningham with the offensive foul.
Great anticipation by Keith there to pick up that offensive foul. Outstanding job.
2.9 seconds to go. Streaks taking the length of the court.
Justin Inhofe into the ball game to see if he can get a three off here. Certainly we don't have much time, but we've got to advance the ball up the floor with a lengthy pass here to get something.
Quinn Anderson gets it to Eric Price under the Moline basket. The half court, he's got to heave it up. Oop. And they're going to wave it off. It was an air ball anyway. 10-8 Moline after one. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
Did your sister get a new car?
Yeah, I think it's a Toyota.
I want a new Toyota.
All the cool kids are doing it. And who wouldn't want to drive the most dependable, longest-running brand on the market? Hi, I'm Brian Penniman, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Our lot is full of beautiful 2019 Toyotas, and they are some of the sharpest vehicles I've ever seen. So stop by today and start test driving. I promise, we'll make the buying process so easy. The hardest part will be deciding between nautical blue metallic and ruby flare pearl. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
GalesburgToyota.com.
Missing the minute could cost you big time. Tune in for the Clark Howard Show. Weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
One quarter gone at John Field Gymnasium. Moline 10, Galesburg 8. Maroons have the ball to start off quarter number 2. Feed to the right side. Lamphere goes up high for it, pulls it back out. Weimer's between the circles. Streaks turned the ball over 5 times in the first quarter, but Moline shot the ball horribly, and that allowed the Streaks to survive the first quarter down only 2. Here's Harding trying to work around a screen. Puts up the 3. It's off the back iron. Rebound Eric Price. Streaks have a chance to regain the lead here.
And Moline, very cold right now from the field.
4 out of 18 in the first quarter. 4 out of 18. 22%. Here's Justin Inhofe. Stays in the game. Curls around to the free throw line. Out to the outside Price.
That's right. Dump it down inside.
In the pass to Keith. Dumble, pump, up and in.
And that's the key, and we talked about that. Just dump the ball inside into the low blocks and let our two big guys work out.
Did the head and shoulder fake, and 2 Moline defenders bid on it. That allowed to kind of duck underneath and put it up and in. Tied the game at 10. Cunningham has 6. Billups, free throw line jumper hits.
And on a shooter, you can't go behind there. You got to go over the top or hedge hard there is really the key there. Switch that. He gets that wide open shot there, and we're in trouble from the free throw line.
When the Streaks took their first lead of the game, it was Billups who answered quickly. They tied it up, and Billups answered again, his only points of the night. 12-10 Moline. McCants with a hesitation dribble drive, poked away by Zidane Sterling. That's the 6th Galesburg turnover. Too much dribbling. Talked about that in the sophomore game. Here's Billups going right at McCants. Basket and a foul, and he'll have a chance at a 3-point play.
You know, Jalen has done a great job defensively early, but Billups is so good that you can't take any kind of break at all, and he's going to make you pay. And I'm not saying Jalen did there. He's just, you've got to constantly be on guard here because he's multidimensional, and he's going to get his points. But so far, Jalen has made him work for them, and here he got 2 and has a chance to get the free throw as well.
That's something else he does so well, gets to the free throw line.
And makes it
off the 3-point play.
Really a fine offensive basketball play.
Heard Mike Reynolds say it seemed like he shot 100 free throws in the game last month up at Wharton Fieldhouse. He actually shot 15 that night.
And that's a lot of free throws in a varsity game, the way the game is called anymore.
13 of them were in the second half. Now Jalen knocks over Drew Weimers on the low blocks going for the shot. Weimers gets called for the defensive foul, and that's a break for the Silver Streaks because McCants on the other end picked up his 2nd foul. And it was a smart play by Weimers to try to draw the charge. Mike Reynolds having to roll the dice a little bit here, leaving McCants out there. 15-10 Moline. Cunningham kicks it out. Inhofe for 3. Off the mark long, and the rebound chased down by Billups.
Good look by Justin. The shot looked good, just a little long.
But he gets out of it. Moline into the front court. Lamphere puts the ball on the floor around Endoff, cuts him off. Now back out to Weimers for a long three and hits again.
And again, you've got to be on top of him. Any kind of space you give him, he's going to make you pay. And we were a step behind there, and he hits the three ball.
He's got 11, including 3 out of 4 from three-point range. 5.5 minutes to go first half. Streaks down 8 now after they tied the game at 10. Endoff around a McCant screen. Shoots a three from the near
side
this time and hits.
Off the dribble that time and was able to hit that shot. A little tougher shot, and he was able to hit that.
Give a non-statistic assist to Jalen McCant, setting the screen out high to get Endoff free for the open look. 18-13, Gelsberg down 5. Moline with the ball as we approach 5 minutes to go here in this first half. Harding dribbling left to right along the volleyball line. Weimers now at the free throw line, cutting through the lane. Billups, bad shot, putting it off balance. Battles for the rebound, and it finds its way to Endoff. Front court, Fields bounces it over to Cunningham in the lane. Cut off there. Dribbles once, kicks it out. Justin, a quick three. Good again.
Get him untracked here and look out.
Got the rebound at the other end. Back-to-back threes by Endoff. Pulls the streaks within two here at 18-16. That brings the student section back to life on greenout night. 4.5 minutes to go first half. Lamphere, right side, Harding. Works around the screen. Shoots up the three. Air ball blocked by Fields. Loose ball rebound, Cunningham.
Easy Heat, and under
down
control.
Down the right side of the lane. All the way and in. Ever tied on an 8-0 run. 18-18. And the streaks have answered back quickly.
And we've been very aggressive on both ends here in this sequence.
They've scored 8 points quickly. Here's a long three. Well short. Long rebound. Billups chases it down. Can't get to it. Streaks get it back. They have a chance to take the lead again here. They have scored 8 points in about a minute 10 seconds here after falling behind on their biggest deficit. Trying to make it 10 or 11 in a row here to take the lead halfway through the second quarter. Fields will walk it across midcourt with McCants, Cunningham, Sampson back in. Has it now on the left elbow. And Justin Endoff at the free throw line. Mitchell back out to Justin again for three. Good again!
Love it.
Three in a row! And the Streaks take their biggest lead at 21-18. 9 of the last 11 for Justin Endoff. 3.5 minutes to go first half.
And he brings that weapon. We've just been waiting for it. And let's hope it's now here to stay.
Bay Bowie lobs it into Billups. He's open. Now here comes the trap.
The double team there.
To
take
Bay
a charge.
Bowie. Drives.
Good block.
McCants with the block. Cunningham with his 6th rebound. Here come the Streaks. Trying to build on a three-point lead now on an 11-0 run. Endoff juggles a pass and a reach-in foul called on Billups going for the steal. And now a technical foul. He got down to the floor, was frustrated that he got called for the foul, slapped the ball away, and just picked up his 3rd foul on a technical. Or did they call that on Lamphere?
No, they're going to call the technical on Justin Endoff. I have no idea how.
Oh, I see.
And Mike Reynolds has his hands out going, where could that come from? I have no idea where that could come from.
Wow.
Wow.
That's where you hear the boos coming from the crowd. Mike Reynolds wants an explanation from Marty Flaherty, and now Mike's giving it right back. He's really giving it. He slaps him on the back. So Weimers at the other end misses the first free throw. So unfortunately, it denies the Streaks an offensive possession down here, even though Billups picked up the 2nd foul. 2nd one by Weimers is good. And that ends the Gelsberg 11-0 run. It's 21-19.
And I have no idea. Justin Endoff is as nice a young man as I've ever been involved. That doesn't mean he couldn't say anything, but I don't see how that could have occurred there. But Marty Flaherty's a veteran official who does a great job, so...
You know, we were a little shielded up here. I thought it was Billups who slapped the ball away, but maybe it was Justin who reached in there and slapped the ball. All right, on the right side, Noel Martinez into the game with Billups out with those 2 fouls. Streaks
and our crowd's into it right now.
Under 3 minutes to go first half. Brody Harding, bounce pass through the lane, intended for Weimers, but it was touched
right
by
there.
Keith Cunningham. And
they're
the
going to call Keith for deflecting it.
Because that bounce pass led Weimers too much. He was not going to catch up to that.
Not going to get it. That was going to be a turnover. They got a break there.
Harding inbounds. Again, with Billups out, he's their stud offensively, but don't think that they're going to be helpless without it. They go right to Weimers down low. Blocked by Sampson. Right back to Weimers. Put back in a foul. Good defense by Mitchell, but the recovery again by Weimers, who's got four rebounds, and he ties the game with a chance to put him back
on
top.
And Weimers, you know, we talk about on a rebound, pursue the ball, go get it, and he does that.
Yep.
He's a quick jumper. He attacks it with his arms and hands, and there Mitchell was outstanding on the defensive end, and Weimers just beat him to the offensive rebound and then got the stick back.
Right back to the free throw line goes Weimers, who's already got 14 points on the night. He rattles it through for his 15th point, and Moline regains the lead at 22-21.
And he's a number one scorer. Now, Moline's went to the 1-3-1 here now, and they may trap out of it a little bit as well here.
Fields up top, bounces it over to Cunningham. They play a little keep away back and forth. Now on the right side, and a soft pass up top. Billups back in the game, steals it, and goes for the dunk, but he missed it. But Nick Fields undercut him and got the foul as Billups went up trying to go for the dunk on a soft, bad pass by Endoff that almost led to a live ball slam.
The passes need to be with pass fakes, yeah. Directional pass fakes, and they have to be on a straight line. There can't be any kind of lob to them. And that's a live ball turnover that you're going to get a layup or a dunk on the other end out of it.
That's the first foul of the game on Nick Fields. Sixth on the Silver Streaks. And to the line goes Billups for his first point.
And he's automatic there in that situation.
23-21. Moline has answered the 11-0 Galesburg run with five straight of their own to retake the lead by two. And a second one coming by Billups. That one's good as well. He's got seven in the quarter, nine for the game. And Moline's lead is back to three now at 24-21. We're approaching the two-minute mark here of the first half. Fields.
Jalen needs to be active inside in the 2-1-2 against it.
Just hovering on the right side of the lane right now. Fields and Cunningham on the outside back and forth with the passing. And a timeout called by Mike.
And a good timeout here by Mike. I think he wants to reset things, remind him about how we're attacking this with option 1, 2, and 3 here. Good timeout by Coach Reynolds.
Streaks looked a little confused, I guess. Just wasn't a whole lot happening in that set there. Not a lot of movement going on.
No, not a bit. So this is a timeout here to review how we attack this, and a very good timeout here.
I want to remind you, the Silver Streaks will play tomorrow against Geneseo. That's an early game, and even earlier than a lot of Saturday games, almost as early as the St. Charles East game. They had a longer way to go. We'll have the pregame at 5:40 tomorrow. With the Maple Leafs, a future Western Big Six Conference opponent in for a non-conference game, but not the last non-conference game of the season. Don't forget that Kewaunee game coming up Tuesday night on the road that got added to the schedule when the Silver Streaks lost three games off the schedule due to the weather. So one tomorrow night, one Tuesday on the road, and then final game of the regular season a week from tonight at home against Quincy.
And you've got a situation there with Kewaunee, a potential regional opponent. And again, it may be a little bit, you know, a stretch a little bit, but they're going to be in that same regional with us.
24-21 Moline. Streaks of the ball coming out of the timeout. And Moline has switched defensively. End off, right side. Now Fields with it. Up top to Jalen McCants. Jalen on the outside, which is right where Moline would prefer to have
Moline
him.
Moline back to man here after that timeout.
And a soft pass on the right side off of Moline. Happened right in front of the end of the bench. And Moline thought Justin Endoff didn't handle it, but it was Moline who got in there and got a hand on it. Now Eric Price will come back in.
And out of that timeout, Moline comes back in a man after Coach Reynolds had to burn the timeout to review. But that, you know, something you needed to do there. Absolutely, Coach Reynolds needed to make that timeout and plant that seed for when they go back to that 1-3-1. Both outstanding strategies by two of the best coaches around.
Here's Mitchell Sampson, right side Nick Fields. Now under the wing it goes to Eric Price. Had McCants open briefly under the basket. He pulls it back out. Nick Fields with the head and shoulder fake. Spins into the lane.
Wonderful
puts
move.
It up with the right hand.
Being aggressive to the rim there. That's what Nick does best.
That answers the 6-0 Moline run. And the Streaks back within one now at 24-23. 1 minute to go first half. Bay Bowie on the left side. Billups is not in the game. Coach Sean Reynolds does not want him, or rather, Sean Taylor does not want him to pick up his third foul before halftime. We'll be calling Sean Reynolds' name in a Streaks uniform here in a few years. Down low, quick catch up, and a miss by Harding. He's had a tough first half offensively. Eric Price with a
and
rebound.
We were fortunate there because he got the ball inside on that cut.
Second time he's had
all
one
alone
of those.
There.
Yep. Second time he's had a quick catch and a turn and shoot and just missed from nearly point-blank range. Sampson, Cunningham, Fields, Endoff, and Price on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Final 30 seconds of an exciting and entertaining first half. Price in the midcourt circle. Now the Streaks are going to try to wind this all the way down to wind up the first half. Trailing by one here, 24-23.
And this would be a big momentum boost going at halftime with a lead here.
Fields hands or has it
now
after the handoff. Down to 7 seconds. Nick to the top of the circle, left side. Now goes back door. Price with a layup. Streaks ran it perfectly. And they take the lead at the half, 25-24. What a great execution. That's as best as we've seen him do all season long to wind up a quarter.
And they let the play develop. They didn't force the play. They saw their options and let it develop. Slow down on offense. Speed up on defense there. They slow down and execute it.
25-24, Galesburg at the half. We'll come back, take a look at the first half statistics, talk things over with the coaching staff, look at your individual scoring, check out some scores from around the area as well. Streaks by one over first place Moline. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of a lifetime warranty.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
You know those people who can build anything? I'm not one of them either. But you don't need to be because the guys at Courtright Construction are. They're master craftsmen that'll take on every project on your list. Give them a call to get your project on the books. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
We're going to go down to public address announcer Jeff Lamb as we recognize Hoops for Hope Night here at John Thiel Gymnasium. I think it's going to be Janet Toll now to speak instead.
Up to my mouth. Okay. I had an extraordinary experience, and I wouldn't have dreamed I would have ever been involved with organ donation. And it all began really for my husband and I when we had a terrible setback a couple years ago. And we had a huge outpouring from the Galesburg community and friends of friends and so forth. And we were so astonished that we said, we have to pay it forward. And so we committed to that. And months went by. And one day we bumped into Gary Thomas. And Gary's sitting in the front row over there, giving me some support. Gary is a retired Galesburg police officer, and so is my husband. And so they began to talk, and we suddenly discovered that Gary was on the national kidney transplant list. And he was having dialysis every day and so forth. And we learned a lot about kidney transplant that day. I asked him a lot of questions. And when I got home, I said to my husband, I said, I want to give my kidney to Gary. And so that's how it began. I called Gary. I said, this is what I'm going to do. And I called over to St. Francis all in the very same day. And I began testing. Some people want to know, how long is that testing? Oh, it was about 3 months. But it was kind of a phone call here and there, and this round of test, and maybe a couple weeks later, another test. It wasn't inconvenient for me as a donor. But Gary and I were on a journey, and his wife Karen and my husband Andy, and we just really hoped that this was going to work out. I felt very confident in my health. When May came along, May of last year, I got the phone call that we had been waiting for, and that was that I was accepted as a living donor. And at that point, we got into the big leagues. We got my blood was sent up to the Gift of Hope Hospital. And that's what I mean. We were in the big leagues. And they called back and said, it wasn't likely, but Gary and I had matched. Now, Gary and I were just friends. He's my husband's colleague, you know. And there's no reason we should match. We're not related. And so that's a point I want to make tonight, is that you can give, and there is a match out there waiting for you. You can give to a stranger, you can give to a friend, and it's the best thing I've ever done. I had a lot of thoughts through those 3 months, but I never doubted it, and I had a lot of confidence. But I would say to myself, well, Janet, your kidney's old, and it's used. Who wants that old kidney, you know? And I took it for granted. And I didn't realize that my kidney was worth something to someone else. And it was worth life. And I had had an abundance of good health. And so it was very automatic for me to say, of course, Gary, my kidney's your kidney. Let's get this done. So we got matched. And our date was in July. And I went into one operating room, and he went into the next one. My team took out my kidney. His team put his kidney in him, or my kidney. Now it's his kidney. And that's how it went. The next day, his doctor told him that kidney was raring to go. Now, I have to admit, I was pretty proud of my little kidney. It was a great feeling to know, and we named it Lefty. There is a huge need... Well, it was my left kidney, so it was Lefty. People want to ask me questions like, how do you feel, and do you feel different, and is it a setback for you? And it isn't at all. My smile's bigger. I'm happier. It's a satisfying feeling to know that you gave to someone. And so I can't tell you how important it is to at least consider. And they told me up until the day of surgery I could opt out. So don't feel under any pressure. If you do call over and ask about kidney donation, please give it a try. If it's for you, it may not be for you. But I think you need to be a little bit of I like to say a song in your heart, or a little bit happy. You got to look, you have to be an optimist. And you just, and you have to have some good health, but don't feel like you have to have perfect health. You don't have to be a perfect person or have perfect health. You just have to care about somebody. And there's children waiting for, right as I speak, there's children waiting for kidneys. There's teenagers, kids going to college. People are waiting for kidneys. So please, please consider kidney donation. I'll wind it up. I want to say that Gary, if you talk to Gary, Gary's going to tell you that he's the lucky one. He says that he's the lucky one. But as a donor, I feel that I am the lucky one. I feel I would have missed an opportunity if I hadn't come across this conversation. I would have gotten to the end of my life and thought, what had I done? But now I'm satisfied knowing that I tried, and it worked. And oh my goodness, last fall I rode hundreds of miles on my bicycle after this kidney donation. That's all I want to tell you. Get out there and look up information about kidney donation.
Ladies and gentlemen, big round of applause, Janet Toll and Gary Thomas. Thank you very much.
Hoops for Hope Night here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Well, we talked about it earlier. We said It was a great story, and we would talk about it. Well, we didn't have to talk about it. Janet said it all.
She did it great. What a marvelous gift. And I look over here at Keisa Henry, and I think back of Jason Malden and his the terrible tragedy. But out of that terrible tragedy, he was a Grand Slam organ donor, including a kidney. We all know that people need transplants, whether it be kidneys, hearts, livers, whatever it may be. And the need is there, and it saves a life, and I hope everyone considers to be an organ donor. I certainly am, and hope everyone does that. And this story here with Janet and Gary is a gift from God, no doubt about it.
So run through our halftime statistics really quickly, because I know you got to get downstairs, Steve, and we're going to catch the coaches when they come out. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. You've got the team numbers.
Yeah, and you know, the team numbers here are reflective of we're playing really well, but we're also taking advantage of some poor shooting by Moline. We shot 11 out of 19, including 7 out of 8 there in the second period for 57%, 3 out of 7 with a 3-ball, and that's a credit to Justin Inhoff. He got hot, and that's great to see. They were 8 out of 29, so they took 10 more shots in the half than we did for only 27%. They were 3 out of 10 with a 3-ball. We made them work for everything, really play quicker than they wanted to. We out-rebounded them 18 to 12. Unfortunately, we turned it over 7 times, and a lot of those were live balls. If we could shore that up a little bit, clean that up here, we've got a great chance if we can continue to play the way that we are. They had 2 turnovers and none there in the second period.
Let's go ahead and take a break here at the half as the team's back out. Steve's going to talk to the coaching staff when we come back. We'll check out some scores if we get a moment as well. 25-24 Galesburg over first place Moline at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at courtrightconstruction.com.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, where auto insurance rates are changing. Keep your family covered for the best value and quality around. Mostly cloudy skies are expected for this evening with a low of 9, wind chill readings of 0. While for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 30, a wind chill reading of negative 1. Then tomorrow night, cloudy, snow likely through the overnight hours, 1 to 2 inches of accumulation is possible, and a low of 23. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 15 degrees here on WGIO.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks lead Moline 25-24. Quick look at the individual scoring, then we'll head down to the sideline for a halftime coaches interview. Only 2 players have scored for Moline. Drew Weimers has 15 and Deontay Billups has 9. They both lead Moline with 4 rebounds each. For the Silver Streaks, it's Justin Inhoff leading the way with 9, all 3 of those 3-pointers in the second quarter. Keith Cunningham, 8 points, 6 rebounds to lead the Silver Streaks. And then you go to Eric Price, Quinn Anderson, Jalen McCants, and Nick Fields, all with 2 points apiece. Quick scoring update in our McDonald's scoreboard in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Rock Island leads Alamut at the half, 26-20. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. We're going to head down to... No, we're not. No, we're not. Steve forgot the microphone. So he's going to talk to Ryan Hart, and then he'll come back up and summarize for us what they talked about. So we'll have to summarize the halftime coaches interview. Again, real quickly, just a reminder that Silver Streaks will play Geneseo. That's Redout night tomorrow night because February is Heart Health Month. So the Streaks are not done celebrating and recognizing organ donation and health-related causes. It'll be red out night tomorrow. The Geneseo Maple Leafs in town. Moline's colors being maroon. They didn't want to do red out tonight. And Geneseo's colors being green. They don't want to do green out night tomorrow night. So, and it's an earlier start. That's the main point I wanted to make. 6 o'clock for the tip-off of the varsity game. Sophomore game at 4:30, so our pregame coverage should begin right at 5:40 tomorrow. You could even almost call it tomorrow afternoon if everything is running on time. So we'll have that one for you, and Steve won't be with us, but we're getting the football crew back together. Jake Miller and Sean Hickey will be on the call with me tomorrow night, so we'll have a little fun kind of getting the three of us back together for that game. Nice job, Steve.
Yeah, wonderful interview down there without my microphone. I did get to talk to Ryan. He talked about we've got to continue to make them earn things. We talked about them playing faster and on the offensive end. Continue to try to get the ball inside, and we didn't do a very good job rebounding early, but then we picked it up, and we've got to continue to win the war on the glass.
Yeah, I can't. They had 10 rebounds in the first quarter,
And again, we had 12, but that's with all their shots.
But I think 6 of those 10 came really early for them, really. So the Silver Streaks held them to really only 6 rebounds the entire rest of the half. But the lead is only 1, again, partially because of those turnover numbers. 7 for the Streaks, just 2.
And that's the real killer that really is the equalizer here tonight, our 7 turnovers.
Gillsburg with the ball to begin the second half of the 1-point lead. Nick Fields, Keith Cunningham, Mitchell Sampson, Jalen McCants, and Quinn Anderson. Streak's got to find a way to get Jalen involved. He had only 2 points and 1 rebound in the first half. But Keith helped pick up that slack, 8.6 rebounds.
And they're in a zone right now. Again, trying to keep the ball from getting inside. That's one of the objectives of a zone.
Probably trying to protect Billups a little
bit.
And
that as well.
Right?
That's the other thing. Protect foul trouble, and certainly you're right there with Billups.
Skip pass left side. Quinn drives baseline. Little screen to help seal off.
Very good.
He takes it all the way.
Creating a shot there. He passed up the three. He knows his strengths and was able to get to the rim with a semi 8-foot jump shot there.
It was Jalen who sealed off to help set the screen. And now Billups at the other end puts the ball on the floor and gets up free on a dribble drive to the left side.
And that's a tough move there, but he was able to score and finish off that.
He's in double figures with 11. Again, only Billups and Weimers have scored for Moline. They have all 26 points between them. Streak's lead is 1, 27-26. Fields dribbles out of a trap. Now to the left side, Cunningham on the wing. Goes at Billups.
Need to continue to attack here.
Fields, right side, bounce pass, Mitchell. Skips it back up top, left side, Cunningham. Fake the pass, now it goes to Nick. Back around left side they go. Down the lane, up, Cunningham, way too strong. McCants had a hand on the rebound, lost a handle on it, and Moline comes out with it. Harding into the front court with Moline trying to regain the lead. Dribbles left, pulls up in the lane, shoots off the mark. Rebound, Cunningham, nice job to seal out with a box.
And limit them to one shot.
6:19 to go, third quarter. Streak's lead is 1. Here comes a trap at half court. Fields dribbles out or bounces out of it to Quinn Anderson. Now swinging around to the left side into the corner. Sampson, ball deflected, and Cunningham reaches, and he saves it from going out of bounds. Now up top, Fields for 3, off the mark. Rebound off Mitchell Sampson's hands, and Brody Harding comes out with a rebound.
I thought we had that there. He just couldn't secure it.
Into the front court. Now Billups dribble drive and a steal by the Streaks. Sampson took it away. Nick at the other end, and Billups got back defensively and blocked him out of bounds.
Nice play by Billups there, using his athleticism and speed there to get back and make that block there. That was a difficult block there.
27-26, Streaks with the lead and the ball. Flipping it up top to Mitchell Sampson from the baseline. Now into the midcourt circle, Quinn Anderson. To the left side, Fields, right in front of the Gillsburg bench. He'll dribble back up along the volleyball line, left, right. Now passes it over to Quinn. He'll work his way back to the top of the arc. McCants comes out for the bounce pass. Trying to go one-on-one on Weimers to the high post. Kicks it back out to Sampson on the left wing. Under 5.5 minutes to play third quarter. Keith Cunningham with it now. Shake and bake on the outside. Pull-up jumper, scores.
Nice little move there to create a shot there and get that mid-range elbow jump shot.
Little crossover dribble, as they say, broke the ankles of Zidane Sterling.
Yeah, that would be on the ESPN top 10 plays tonight.
3-point lead for the Streaks. Cunningham in double figures with 10 to lead the Streaks, and a whistle away from the ball will be, if that's against Jalen,
Mitchell.
He called it on Sampson. Yep.
Yeah, and that's probably a good foul there because he caught behind there, and it looked like that Sterling or Harding, I didn't see who it was going to get a layup out of that.
For Mitchell, that's his second. McCants also has 2 fouls. Moline has only four team fouls for the entire game, and two of them are Deontay Billups. Three-point Galesburg lead, under five to play, third quarter. Harding, looking over the Streaks defense, pulls it back out. Dribbling along the volleyball line, backs it all the way up to half court. Billups comes out. Harding looks at him, sets things in motion. Billups trapped on a double team down low. Bay Bowie runs baseline. Now they get it into Billups, poked away by McCants. McKeith Cunningham comes out with it, lost it briefly, now takes it down the lane. Jump stop, blocking foul. Drew Weimers tried to draw the charge. The basket is good and a three-point play.
And you were just holding on to your breath there, whether Keith could continue to maintain control of the ball. He did, and then was able to score through the contact there. Weimers, and I know the fans are feeling the same thing there.
Weimers got there in plenty of time, so, you know, we've often talked.
Big play by Keith.
It's one of the toughest calls to make, the charge of the defensive foul. It went in favor of the Silver Streaks, and Galesburg's lead is six as Cunningham finishes off the three-point play. 32-26, biggest lead of the night for Galesburg. 4:20 to go third quarter. Billups shoots the three over McCants and hits. And now Moline calls a timeout, a full timeout. 4:16 to play, third quarter, 32-29, Galesburg has the lead. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
It was hard.
Silver Streaks with the ball coming out of the Moline timeout. 32-29 is the Galesburg lead as we approach the halfway mark of quarter number three. Fields tries to work around a double team at midcourt, picks up his dribble, skips it right side. Cunningham, wide open three. Oh, in and out. Rebound, McCants gets it back. Double team, puts it up and in.
Great offensive rebound by McCants. He didn't lose his aggressiveness there with two fouls and able to get the stick back. A big basket to keep our lead at five.
That was Keith Cunningham's first miss of the night, and that ball did everything but go through the bottom of the hole. 34-29, Billups another three. That one's off the mark on the weak side rebound all alone, Quinn Anderson. Streaks trying to build. Their biggest lead is six. It's five right now. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Streaks have not substituted this half. This starting five has been getting the job done most of the night.
I'd still love to see us be able to get the ball down inside.
And a foul as Quinn Anderson got knocked to the deck. They're going to call that on Brody Harding, his second. Second team foul on Moline. Only one on the Silver Streaks with 3:18 to go third quarter.
We have a little bit of a, and when I say a mismatch, Jalen, in terms of his offensive skills, is a lot better than Weimers is inside defensively. They've taken Billups and put him on Mitchell Sampson to try to keep him out of foul trouble.
Cunningham on the dribble out high, guarded by Harrison Bay Bowie. Now Keith gets it away. And Fields will take over offensively at half court. Mitchell has it on the left side, dribbling against Harding. Gets a little push off. Now to the right side, Quinn Anderson. Dribbles to the high post, pulls it back out to Fields. Battle going on. I was just watching that. I was watching the battle underneath between Cunningham and Bay Bowie. And Bay Bowie got called for the foul. Now they're talking it over a little bit. Bay Bowie thought Cunningham hooked him, and he might have. But Bay Bowie trying to push out of it got called. It always happens, right? It's the reaction that
yep.
gets.
Second man gets it.
So first foul of the game on Bay Bowie. Under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Galesburg with a five-point lead and the ball. Inbound. Mitchell, left wing. Drives past Harding. Pump fake on the
gotta
low block.
Got to travel there.
Slipped.
Shuffled his feet
yep.
there.
Got to the low blocks. Looked like he just slid a little bit, and he couldn't. Right when he tried to plant himself and go for the head fake. So the Streaks turn it over for the eighth time, only their first of the second half, and Moline gets it back down five. 2:40 to go third quarter. Harding, Weimer's up top. Quick pass in the inlet. Phillips leans into Endoff, now kicks it out to Harding with a dribble drive and the head and shoulder fake with the left hand, and it still won't go down, but Phillips battles and comes out with his fifth rebound.
And that's the ones we've got to secure.
And now he dribbles into the lane, and a hard foul by Nick Fields, reaching across and hacking him on the arm.
And Brad, we allow them to extend the possession, and as good as they are offensively, you give them a second chance, and they'll put points up on the board.
They're going to let him shoot free throws here? He was moving toward the basket.
Yeah. There didn't look to me like there was an active shooting there. You're exactly right there. He's getting a break here, and as good a free throw shooter as he is, that really gives them an opportunity.
But
he was short there.
Way short on the first one.
A little out of sync there with the rhythm and the connection of the shot.
Got 14 points on the night, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, 5 points in this quarter, 2:24 to go third period.
And that was much better there.
34-30 is the Galesburg lead. Now Moline will put on a full court press. Weimer's will get a break as he'll sit down. Zidane Sterling back into the game. And so is Trayton Lamphere. McCants into the front court, feeds it on a good run up by Mitchell Sampson. Now another hesitation drive, takes it to the low blocks, and Baybui picks up the blocking foul. He had position down low, but he wasn't set, and he picks up his second foul.
And I like Mitchell there being aggressive. Again, when we continue to be aggressive on the offensive end, good things happen.
Well, and I also appreciate it's pretty much the exact same move Mitchell did here that he did the last time down when he got called for traveling.
He pulled up there.
And he didn't let it stop him from trying it again.
Yeah.
Fields on the inbound out to half court. Gets it to Sampson with Harding closely guarding him. Now Mitchell crosses directions from right to left. Harding is reaching in. Bad pass by Mitchell. Deflected. Outlet to Phillips with a two-handed jam. And he's got 8 in the quarter. And
it looks like Harding got away a little bit with a body foul there. They didn't call on the ball.
There was a lot of contact there. Endoff dribbling around his man on the wing. Under a minute 50 to go third quarter. The Streaks lead is down to 2. Now Harding is going to try to put a body on Nick Fields. Bounce pass to the left side. Cunningham.
A lot of contact with a hand check right now by Moline.
And they're going to continue. Here's Mitchell around a screen. Drives, and he can't finish off the shot. Loose ball rebound into the hands of Lamphere. Moline trying to tie it up. Down the lane. Phillips blocked by McCants. Loose ball rebound. Fields behind the back with a dribble. Other end up. In and out. Rebound McCants. Put back.
Great sequence there. Great hustle by the Streaks.
On the block on Deontay Phillips, which delighted the Galesburg crowd. And then to get out with it on the secondary break and a Streaks timeout with a 4-point lead.
And Brad, what a hustle play by McCants. He blocks the shot at one end of the floor, and he runs 84 feet to get a offensive rebound putback on the other end of the floor. That is hustle and a great, great play and sequence by Jalen McCants there. And that was as athletic a block on one of the premier offensive players with the left hand that you'll see in high school basketball.
Jalen has only 6 points and 3 rebounds on the night, well below his season average in both categories, but the shots he made have been at good times for the Silver Streaks, and it helps restore a 4-point lead with a minute 17 to go third quarter. Weimer's back into the game for Moline. Now Phillips will walk it across midcourt. Eric Price is back in for the Silver Streaks for his first action of the second half. He's guarding Weimer's out high. Phillips has it now on the left side.
A little bit of a mismatch inside, Justin, with Baybui.
Yep, who passes it back out after getting it about 15 feet from the basket. Moline pulls it all the way back out. Harding in front of the Moline bench on the right side. Lobs it in. Entry
good
pass.
Good double team there.
Trying to go baseline. And Phillips got around Jalen McCants, and he puts it up for his 10th point of the half, 19 for the game.
Great spin move there to go baseline there as quick as could be and get the basket.
Now McCants at the other end. Weimer's cuts him off, and a blocking foul called as McCants went to the baseline. Weimer slid over to try to cut him off. McCants leaned in a little bit, but the blocking foul
on Weimer's. That's 3 on Weimer's.
Is his third. And the Moline bench was mighty unhappy with that call.
And I thought that was the correct call there. Weimer's did not have any type of position there. And Jalen got to the rim there.
They've drawn one charge tonight, but there's been 4 other times they've tried to draw one, and it's been called defensive. And now Phillips steals the inbound, and Nick Fields doing battle trying to get it back, and they get tripped up, so the Streak's 10th turnover leads to the third foul of the game on Nick Fields, and Billups slow to get up.
But Brad, we hung Nick out to dry there on the inbounds play. Nobody cut to the ball, and once the initial play broke down, then you've got to, like when a quarterback is scrambling, you got to break your pattern and change your directions and come back to the ball, and no one did that there.
34 seconds to go, third quarter. 36-34 is the Galesburg lead. And Moline has it, tried to tie it up or regain the lead here at the end of the third quarter.
Great high school basketball game here.
Billups, Harding, Lamphere, Weimers, and Bay Bowie for the final 25 seconds now of the third quarter. And Billups will just have it on the dribble right in front of the scoring table corner with McCants guarding him about 6 feet away.
And he may try to make a one-on-one play here and penetrate and then find one of the shooters if he gets stopped here.
Down to 10 seconds to go. Little back and forth between Harding. Tries to dribble drive, cut off by McCants, pulls it back out with four. Little crossover dribble, gets
around. And there's what I didn't want to happen, but it happened there.
And the Streaks came over and tried to help.
And Jalen got the foul.
Defensively. So with 2.2 seconds to go, McCants picks up his third foul, and now Moline will have to inbound from the left side of the basket on the baseline and watch out for the lob on the inbound. Billups right inside the free throw line, guarded by Cunningham, pushes off. It goes into the corner. Lamphere will shoot the three. Ooh, but he airballed it. It was online, but it was way too strong. And the Streaks protecting the lead after three quarters, 36-34. Fourth quarter action from Thiel Gym coming up next on WGIL at WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The digital age has a lot of people just terrified of technology, and your show goes a long way.
I love your show, and thank you so much for providing so much information.
You really have an outstanding show with so much useful information.
I am now the techie geek of the family. Everybody comes to me because I learned so much from you.
Kim Commando, Sunday mornings at 9 until noon on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Three quarters gone at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. James Noble, our broadcast engineer. It's been a fun night of high school basketball through three quarters. Can the Silver Streaks keep it going for the final 8 minutes and pull off the upset in what would be their fourth consecutive conference victory, this one over the first-place team in the conference? Moline with the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Billups for three. Step back, missed it. Rebound off Cunningham to Quinn Anderson. Streaks trying to build the lead back up there on their first possession of the fourth quarter. Felt like Billups just settled for that jumper.
Yeah, and he was a step out of his normal range. I know he has a big-time range, but probably a step too far there. And you're right, sort of settled for that.
36-34, Galesburg. Nick Fields is roaming the baseline. Up top, it's Jalen McCants trying the crossover dribble on Weimers. Ball knocked out of his hands.
A little bit too much dribbling that time.
It's the 11th Galesburg turnover. Here's a dribble drive by Billups. Feeds it right side. Weimers forces one up over Price, and the rebound tipped out, and it'll be a foul by Quinn Anderson over the back of Trayton.
And again, got Weimers to shoot a shot that I don't think he wanted to shoot there. Forced it a little bit quick, and we got to secure the rebound.
That was Weimers' first shot of the second half. That's the kind of defensive job the Silver Streaks have done on him. On the inbound, Billups goes around McCants, gets him up in the air on the head fake, and the shot wouldn't go down, fortunately for the Streaks. But now that's four fouls on Jalen McCants, and that's unfortunate in a big way.
So yep, that's a tough one. He's going to play. He's going to have to play nearly a full quarter here with four fouls here, and Billups smells blood in the water a little bit. I'm sure you're going to see a change defensively with personnel on Billups.
First one up and off the mark, rattles around and drops through.
Good rotation, backspin on it to get that deadness to a shot there.
Silver Streaks have shot one free throw tonight. This is Moline's 10th attempt at the line, including the 7th of the night for Deontay Billups. He's 5 out of 6, and now 6 out of 7. It ties the game.
And, you know, ball clubs get reputations
First time we've been tied since 21 in the second quarter. Go ahead.
You know, ball clubs get reputations here, and I think they're getting away a little bit with foul stuff, and they get the benefit of the doubt on a foul call to the rim so they can shoot free throws.
Streaks break the press, tied at 36 with under 7 minutes to play in the game. Fields with a spin move, ball batted away, but he gets it right back. Now Price on the right wing, skips it back up top to Nick. Nick along the volleyball line. Dribbles, bounce pass down low. Price in position on the low blocks. Now gets it into the free throw line. Cunningham shot rolls off.
Nice pass by Eric, and we got a good look there.
Deontay Billups with a rebound. They can regain the lead here. Jumper from the corner wouldn't go down, though. I don't think the Streaks minded Zidane Sterling.
Absolutely, out of the deep corner there from behind the backboard.
Keith Cunningham with a rebound. Still tied, 6:20 to play. Quinn Anderson on the left side. He'll dribble it back up top. Jalen McCants is going to come back into the game at the next dead ball. Mitchell Sampson with it on the right wing. Mitchell dribbling up top to the left side. Now Fields down the lane.
Oh.
Got it up from the hip.
Great pass. Great cut. And we got the benefit of the doubt on the roll.
No sooner did Nick Fields catch that on the bounce that there was, he ran right into Deontay Billups in the lane, and Nick was in the act of just sort of flipping it up from his hip, and he's got a chance at a three-point play.
Streaks wow, regain the big lead. Play there.
38-36, third foul of the game on Deontay Billups. Fields at the line, 62%.
Oh,
in and out. And the home rim has been very unfriendly to the Silver Streaks in the second half.
And we know we're going to have to make foul shots here down the stretch in a tight ball game like this.
Cunningham's had two that went in and out, and that one by the free throw line. Now here's a jumper by Billups. Good defense by the Streaks. Quinn Anderson tried to draw the charge. Eric Price with a rebound. Dribble drive. Left corner. Fields off the mark. Long rebound on the floor to Price. Inside the free throw line.
Oh.
Fits it in.
Rather be lucky than good at times.
Sixth rebound of the game for Eric
Price. Fans back into it again. We have a four-point lead here.
40-36. Billups around Cunningham. And Cunningham riding him on the hip. Picks up only his second foul of the game.
And they're going to go to the line the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Now the bonus, and Billups is at the line.
5:25 to play. 40-36 is the Galesburg lead. But Billups to the line. This is what he did so effectively in the second half up at Wharton Fieldhouse when Moline won by 17 a month ago. But it's not just against Galesburg. This has been a pattern that he has established throughout his career because of his aggressiveness, and way short on the free throw. And McCants with a rebound. Nick Fields with it. Pulls it back out. 5:15 to play in the game. Streaks lead by four. Quinn Anderson to the baseline, to the low blocks. Double team. Bounces it back out to McCants. Extra pass. Right side Price. Step back three. Way too long. And the rebound. Cunningham. Down low. Up and in. Cunningham battled for his ninth
big
rebound.
Offensive rebound there from the weak side to get the stick back, and we've got a six-point lead.
42-36 down the lane. Billups missed again. Jalen McCants, fifth rebound. Outlet to Fields. Layup. Still 4:45 to go in the game, but the Streaks' lead is eight. Biggest lead of the game, 44-36. Emmeline does not call timeout. 4:35 to play. Weimers with a dribble drive and a reach in by Price. Stole it away from him, but got called for the foul. And Marty Flaherty is going to signal another free throw opportunity as, again, Weimers was dribbling to the basket.
And it seems like he was on the floor out along the free throw line extended. You know, the other thing, too, the Streaks are going to have to look as they're trying to be aggressive to the rim. We've got to step up and take a charge here.
Yeah, yep. They've been fortunate that Moline hasn't finished off some of these shots. And now Weimers will go to the free throw line, and he is very, very good from there. 4:31 to play. 44-36 is the Galesburg lead. And the first one by Weimers is up and in. It's been a big second half for the Silver Streaks so far. They've got to find a way to keep it going.
Not get ahead of themselves. Stay in the moment. One possession to the next.
Second one by Weimers. Good as well. So that cuts the Streaks' lead to six, 44-38. First points of the second half by Drew Weimers.
And, you know, another key here, Harding does not have a point.
Yeah, he is 0-for-8 from the field. Jalen McCants into the front court. Weimers cut him off. He crossed over to the left side and took it all the way to the basket. What a move. Wow. 46-38. Six in the half, eight for the game for Jalen McCants. 8-point lead, 4:10 to play. Up top, Weimers shoots the three from the wing off the mark. McCants with another rebound. He's got six boards in the game after having just one in the first half.
Go right at him here.
Now Jalen will back it up with those four fouls. Smart play. Cunningham to Eric Price. Now
see if we can figure something to get Jalen in the low blocks against Weimers here.
Halfway through the fourth quarter, long way to play. Into the left corner, McCants. Streaks trying to get the lead to double digits for the first time tonight. McCants found an opening, shoots, got knocked off balance.
And that's a foul there, and they didn't call it.
Zidane Sterling with a rebound. First miss of the second half for McCants. Harding backs up away from Fields. Faked right, went left, shoots a 15-footer, in and out and in again. And a quick timeout by Sean Taylor.
And that's their first field goal of the fourth quarter.
And the first points of the game for Brody Harding. This is a 30-second timeout, I believe. There's a discussion by the officials. Not sure what that's all about. They clarify.
Oh, they're calling a foul,
foul
here
on
too.
Eric Price?
There's a foul on the play. That was on number 23, Eric Price.
Yeah, they call a foul on Eric Price.
Oh, my.
So after the Harding basket.
And it seems like that play wasn't even part of the play that we had
no,
lost.
No, I don't know where that was. So it's a ninth team foul on the Silver Streaks, and instead of Galesburg getting the ball back, coming out of the Moline timeout, Moline's going to shoot a 1-1. The lead is 6 with 3:25 to go in the game. Well, there's been some head-scratchers in this game. It's a second foul of the game on Eric Price. And who's going to shoot the free throw? They're going to have Moline. Well, wait a minute.
They're going to get the ball inbounds. I don't know what that's about.
Well, I'm glad they're not shooting free throws. The Streaks can play some defense here and try to keep them out of the basket. Inbound to Weimers, going right at Price, trying to go around him. Eric pushed off on him a little bit, but Weimers took it strong to the basket anyway. And the lead is down to 4 now at 46-42. Well, I won't say it's a freebie because Weimers worked pretty hard for those 2 points, but that's a 4-point swing. And the lead is down to 4 as we approach the 3-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Dribbling along the volleyball line, Fields. Guarded by Harding. Picks up his dribble. Gets it out to Keith Cunningham near half court. Almost crossed the line. Now Keith dribble drive. Off balance with a right-hand shot. Gets his own offensive rebound. Rips it away. And the Streaks get another chance. And Mike Reynolds calls a 30-second timeout. Right as Eric Price knocked down a three. 2:46 to play.
And Brad, right now the play is very, very, very physical.
Yes.
Very physical here. And I think that how this game's officiated this last 2:46 is really going to matter here, because right now Moline is extremely physical, and hats off to them. They're able to play physical in a way that they're not getting fouls called on them. But certainly, they're certainly, it's to their advantage right now, as physical as they're playing and not having fouls called on.
I was thinking it earlier, so I'm glad you brought it up. I felt like for a while in this game, this has been a physical game as we've seen all season long. Now, you go back to the Quincy game a month ago, and Mike Reynolds talked about his team not being tough that night. And he said, we've got to get tougher. We've got to play through contact.
That's a great point. We are playing very, very hard, and we're not backing down here. And it's a very physical game right now.
But they got to do it for 2 minutes and 45 seconds more. On the inbound, McCants gets knocked off balance inside the free throw line. Got tripped up, fell down. They lost the handle on the ball out of bounds. And it goes back to Moline. 12 turnovers on the Streaks. Mike Reynolds feeling like he can't get a call to go his direction to save his life right now. 2:35 to go. Moline with the ball down 4. It was 8 a moment ago. They've scored the last 4 and a chance to cut it to 2, maybe 1 here. Bay Bowie to the right side to Billups, who leads him in scoring tonight with 21. He has it now at the volleyball line. Head fake, but he doesn't shoot it from even way out there. Down to 2:15 to play. Bounce pass to the right side, Weimers. Fields knocked it away. Dives on the floor.
Great steal by Nick.
Quinn leading the break, and now a hand check foul called on Billups in the backcourt, and that's his 4th. Only the 5th turnover of the night, and the 1st of the fourth quarter for Moline. Fantastic steal by Nick Fields.
Great hands, a winning play there at a critical time.
That's a candidate for a crunch time play.
Absolutely, there. That is a big play there because we were hanging on a little bit for dear life at that point, even with a four-point lead.
Quinn Anderson's going to shoot the one-and-one here. First one up and in.
Nice.
Anderson, 69% on the season at the free throw line, one of the higher shooting percentages for the Silver Streaks. The lead is 5 at 47-42. 2:08 to go in the game. Anderson with 5. Now
two
six.
Big free throws there.
The
nothing
senior
but
knocks
that.
Him down at a big time, and the lead is 6 with 2 minutes
gotta
to play.
Got to continue to make him work here. Don't send him to the line.
Mike Reynolds urging on his defense. A hesitation dribble drive by Billups.
Great block.
Blocked by McCants. Outlet to Eric Price. Layup at the other end.
Outstanding.
He got knocked to the deck. No foul called. The lead is back to 8. 50-42. Harding.
Another steal by Nick Fields.
Nick with another defensive jam. Leads it into the front court. Here's Jalen. Passes it. And a blocking foul called as McCants passed the ball away into the corner. And Jalen is going to shoot a one-and-one. Moline. Jalen was driving down the lane and he passed it to a corner to a wide-open McCants. Well, the official signaled a blocking foul. And now we've got a debate going on. Moline is screaming that they should have the ball, but the official clearly indicated blocking foul.
They're going to have to get together here.
They're human. I mean, they can, you know, we've seen it before where they'll make the wrong call. Now they are overturning it. So it is an offensive foul. Jalen is just fouled out of the game with a minute 37 to go.
And Jalen didn't make the jump stop there. And when you don't jump stop against the good ball club, they're going to step right in and take that charge. So good call there. Again, could have went the other way, but Moline made a nice play there. Now we've got to dig deep here. Somebody's got to pick Jalen up.
Mitchell Sampson in to replace him on the floor. A minute and a half to go. A long three by Billups. Missed it. Rebound off of Cunningham's hands. Back to Billups. Now Weimers drives in the lane. Forces up a bad shot. And it rolls off. Almost went down. And now Billups is fouled out of the game. Mitchell Sampson boxed him out.
And great job by the Streaks getting to the defensive glass there. We have 5 guys going to the glass.
And listen to this crowd.
Feel like that we got a break there finally.
Deontay Billups fouls out of the game, much to the delight of the Silver Streak faithful. Mitchell Sampson with a great box out under the basket. And Billups went over the top of him for the rebound. Sampson protected the ball, and he's going to shoot a one-and-one at the other
end. And our fans have been great. They've been into it here tonight. Mitchell, let's knock these down.
Mitchell at the line this season, 70%. Only 20 attempts, and it's off the mark. Streaks battle for the rebound, but Zidane Sterling controls. 8-point Galesburg lead. Moline with the ball, minute 15 to play. Brody Harding, only 2 points on the night, has the dribble on the outside, takes it right at Quinn Anderson, and he kind of leaned in a little bit. Quinn got him on the shoulder with a high arm.
And they're continuing to try to get the rim on the dribble drive. We've got to back off just a hair and get on their strong side here.
Minute 09.
And certainly not foul here because they are able to score points with no time going off the clock.
Harding to the free throw line is solid. I don't have his percentages, but
like everybody else, they're good foul shooters. Everybody's a good foul shooter.
3 points as he knocks down the first one. 50-43, Galesburg.
On a miss, we've got to secure a rebound here.
Price and Cunningham on the low blocks. Bay Bowie and Sterling behind them. Brody
and against pressure here, where they're going to pressure, and we've got to be able to get the ball inbounds here.
2-possession game of the 6-point lead. Anderson, Cunningham, Sampson, Price, and Fields.
And they're bringing Noel Martinez into the ball game here for defensive purposes here.
To get it into Keith Cunningham, but gets it right back to Nick Fields. As we approach a minute to go in the game, and the Streaks leading by 6. Looking for their 4th straight conference victory. Price trap gets it away to Mitchell Sampson.
Got to take care of the ball here. Use your pass fakes.
Bay Bowie goes for a steal, and it gets fouled. Or he fouls Mitchell Sampson from the backside trying to poke it away. Then they get tied up with each other. Momentum, Bay Bowie going for the steal, ran into the backside of Mitchell, and they got tied up a little bit. Mike Reynolds wanted more than just the reach foul after that exchange. 3rd of the game on Bay Bowie, and Mitchell right back to the line where he missed just a moment ago. I don't think Mitchell's going to miss again.
And his free throw the first time looked good, just a little long.
53.4 seconds to go. Ninth team foul on Moline. 50-44 is the Galesburg lead. Moline has lost three of its last four. First one up by Mitchell and good.
Good stroke. Good poise and composure here.
Back to a three-possession game at 51-44. Streaks have made some big defensive plays in this game throughout, especially here in the fourth quarter. McCants and Billups, both on the bench, having fouled out the two big men for each team. Sampson's second free throw with a seven-point lead. Make it eight.
Big time. Again, got to continue to guard here. Don't foul.
44. Quick three by Harding. Short. Rebound. Batted around. Lamphere comes up with it for Moline. Now gets it back out to Martinez for three. That one's off the mark. And Cunningham rips the rebound away. Gets knocked off balance. Falls down and called for traveling. And he got poked in the eye. And now a technical foul called on somebody for pushing Brody Harding.
It's going to be on Eric Price, and yep. We've got to have our composure here.
Oh, my goodness.
Got to have our composure here.
Keith Cunningham was on the floor, was trying to get up after being poked in the eye, and then Eric Price from the backside of Brody Harding leaned into him and forced Brody Harding to fall down over Keith Cunningham, and that's the third foul of the game on Eric and his second technical. With 38.6 seconds to go, Mike Reynolds calls a timeout to try to settle his team down.
And again, a great timeout here. And absolutely, and I've mentioned this at the foul line, this is poise and composure time. You can't shoot yourself in the foot here. You're giving them an opportunity to make two free throws on a dead ball and then get the ball out of bounds again.
Plus, you just had two guys shooting three-pointers down here.
Those
are the guys you wanted them to shoot.
They're in a scramble mode here, and we can't let them have that get-out-of-jail-free card here.
Keith Cunningham, by the way, has played one of his most inspired games of the season. He's got 15 points tonight. Did a tremendous job fending off three Moline defenders to secure his 11th rebound before he lost his balance, got knocked down, and got called for traveling, and got poked in the eye. But he's been huge tonight, especially with McCants now on the bench, having fouled out. But it's back to the free throw line for Drew Weimers, 4-for-5 tonight, 19 points in the game, with the Moline Maroons trailing by 8. 39 seconds to play, first one up and in, and they'll get the ball back.
Two-possession game on a dead ball with the ball coming back to them here.
5 points in the quarter, 20 for the game now for Drew Weimers. Second one up and in, and he is calm as anybody can be, and the senior leader was right where he wanted to be at that moment, and Moline gets it back now.
We got to dig in here and lock arms and defend here, and again, defend without a foul here.
I said that was Eric's second technical. I'd take that back. It was actually Justin Endoff who had the technical earlier in the game. And now Brody Harding with a long three from outside. And now, just like that, the lead is down to three with 32 seconds to go. Harding hadn't scored. He was 0-for-8 heading into the fourth quarter. But he's got 7 points now. And another Moline timeout with the streak's lead down to three.
And that was deep there with a man on top of him and in his face. Key here, Brad, we've got to get the ball in bounds. We have a timeout left here. If we can't get it in, you don't want to use it, but you can't turn it over.
Right.
And then we've got to take care of the ball. We're going to have to meet each pass. We're going to have to use pass fakes. And we've got to be strong with the basketball so it doesn't get stolen. Any steal here will lead to probably a layup on the other end. So we've got to be strong with the ball. We've got to just have the mindset here. We're going to win the ball game, and we're going to play to win the ball game, not play not to lose.
Well, hopefully we don't look back at this stretch in the last 10 seconds of game clock here as being a part of the game that we don't want to end up talking about later on, as a technical foul by Eric Price gave Moline the ball back after a couple of free throws. The lead is down to three, but the Streaks have the ball with 32 seconds to go. Nick Fields runs the baseline, gets it in quickly to Quinn Anderson, bounces it right back to Nick Fields, and a trap underneath,
And a reach-in foul called as both Weimers and Lamphere try to tie up Nick Fields. So we'll walk it to the other end.
And a good foul by them. You try to get the steal on the inbounds, and then you try to get a steal off of the a trap. And if you don't, then you got a foul. You don't want to let clock run here, and you want to force the Streaks to make foul shots here.
28.1 seconds to go. 3-point Galesburg lead. Nick Fields will shoot two free throws, both teams in the double bonus. Nick missed his only free throw earlier in this quarter. He's got 6 points tonight and now make it 7. And it's a two-possession game again now with a 4-point Galesburg lead, 53-49.
Big-time free throw here.
Baybui back in. Zidane Sterling sits down. Martinez in the front court, guarded by Quinn Anderson in 3-point range. If they can find him quickly, but
force them to make a three out of one of these.
54-49. Streaks lead is 5. Brody Harding across midcourt, trying to shake, gets around Mitchell, kicks it into the corner. Weimer's open for three. Hits.
And again, we lost him again. Can't lose him there.
And another Moline timeout. They have one remaining. The Streaks have one remaining. 19.5 seconds to go. Give Moline credit. It's Brody Harding who dribbled down the lane. He got all the way to the low blocks, and then he kicked it out to a wide-open Weimers from the wing. Drew Weimers did not take a shot the entire third quarter. He had 15 in the first half. He's now got 11 in the fourth quarter.
And that's what you expect there out of a senior. Yeah. I mean, come up big there. That's his bread and butter.
He's got 9 in the fourth quarter. But still,
that's a bread and butter play, a big-time shot with the heat on.
54-52, Galesburg, 19.5 seconds left.
And a great pass there by Harding coming along the baseline to find him out the backside there. That's a great find by him. And, again, we've got to make sure we're aware where both of those guys are with the three ball right now. Again, a key, get the ball in bounds. Again, they're going to look to try to steal the inbounds pass and then out of the trap get a steal. And then they'll look to foul, and we've got to make foul shots. Again, we have a timeout if we struggle getting the ball inbounds.
19.5 seconds.
Great high school basketball game. Two teams absolutely leaving it out on the floor.
Nick Fields will inbound. He's told he can run the baseline. The official clears out some of the cheerleaders to give Nick room to run if he needs to.
And that's a key here as well.
He runs to the right, crosses over, back to the left, and they immediately foul Justin Endoff. Weimers and Lamphere trapped him. It was Lamphere who picks up his first foul, and only 7/10 of a second went off the clock. We'll walk it to the other end, and Justin Endoff to the line, where he's not been as strong as the Streaks anticipated coming into the season. Only 67%. A 2-point Galesburg lead. The senior misses the first one. Endoff knocked down 3 straight 3-pointers in the second quarter to help Galesburg rally back. He needs a second one here to make it a 3-point lead.
We're going to earn this one here. We get it, and I think we're going to get it.
It's off the mark. Rebound pops out to
off
the baseline.
Off them, we get the ball.
Knocked out of bounds by Moline.
Great hustle again by Keith Cunningham to battle for the
and
ball
Mitchell,
there.
Mitchell got in there, too. Mitchell Sampson.
Yeah, both guys there. Mitchell and Keith. I couldn't see who the other ones. Thanks, Brad. But both those guys just absolutely battling and pursuing the ball there. Key to get the ball in bounds here.
17.2 seconds to go now.
Got to roll back to the ball.
Can't run the baseline now, and he calls timeout.
Yeah, we're not coming to the ball and cutting hard on our screens there. And again, we had a struggle with that and turned it over earlier in the game on that baseline inbounds pass.
Again, remember, Jalen McCants is fouled out of the game for the Streaks. Deontay Billups is fouled out of the game for Moline. It was 50-42 Galesburg. Moline has outscored the Streaks 10-4 to cut the deficit to 2. But the Streaks have the ball on their end of the floor. 17.2 seconds remaining, leading 54-52 after Justin Endoff just missed 2 straight free throws. The Streaks in this quarter are 6 out of 10 from the free throw line. They came into the quarter having shot only 1 free throw the entire game.
And again, key here, getting the ball in bounds. We have no timeouts here, so we've got to really time things. Chris cuts, roll back to the ball, and then they're going to go for the steal off the inbounds pass if we get it in. So again, we're going to have to make foul shots here.
See what the Streaks do.
And I'm sure Coach Reynolds has drawn up something good here. We just got to make sure we execute. We've spread the floor a little bit here to give us more room to cut.
Fields right of his own basket to inbound. Keith Cunningham in the corner. Eric Price in the lane. Quinn Anderson and Mitchell Sampson out high. Price sets a screen. Eric has to go out to half court where Fields lobs it out to him. Eric goes up for the catch, and Brody Harding fouls him with 15.7 seconds to go. Harding with his third foul. Now Eric Price will shoot free throws. Only 59% on the season.
Two biggies here.
The sophomore has six big rebounds for the Silver Streaks along with 6 points, and the first one is good.
And he's this one here is absolutely quarter. Critical to make it a two-possession game here.
55-52, Galesburg by three. 15.7 seconds to go. The lefty gets a second one. Remember, Price just a sophomore. In the biggest moment of his brief high school career, it's in and out. And the rebound, Moline. Lamphere pulled it down. Moline can tie it and send it to overtime. And now Sean Taylor uses his final timeout with 9.1 seconds to go. Now, we had the St. Charles East game just a couple weeks ago where they did the same thing. We're able to call a timeout. They were running the length of the court with less time. Moline will have it in the half court with 9 seconds to go. Surely we learned something from that. We can defend this a little bit better, right?
Yeah, and the key here is, too, Brad, that we've got a situation where they have to make a three-point shot to tie the game. And you can defend this one of two ways. You can try to defend the three, know who their shooters are, or you can potentially foul here, and then you roll the dice a little bit, but you foul here and make them make a shot and then have to throw one off in a funny way. So we'll see what goes here.
They have Noel Martinez, Drew Weimers, of course.
Neither team has a timeout left. They're going to have the ball right in front of the scorer's bench here. They've spread it, so you're going to look for some kind of penetration, run some screens to get the three. Let's see what we do here.
They get it into Harrison Bey-Bowie right in front, and then Keith Cunningham
and
trying
we foul.
To foul him.
Yeah.
Remember, Harrison Bey-Bowie has not played in a high school basketball game since December. And the Streaks foul him. As soon as it's inbounded to him, the Streaks fouled him right away to put him in an enormous pressure situation with 6 seconds to go.
And I like that decision. I like that decision. Make him make a foul, and then we've got to secure a rebound on something funny here. And we got to make sure we check him out on the second free throw here.
First one is good.
Because he could throw it off the front and come right back to him. So we've got to make sure we're boxing out the foul shooter here.
55-53. They take Drew Weimers out of the game for the moment because he has four fouls, 6 seconds to go. Harrison Bey-Bowie knocks down the first one, trying to pull Moline within one. It's up and in. And now the Streaks have to get it inbound.
And I thought he would try to throw the ball off, but they're going to try to get a steal here. Force us to make free throws and go the conventional way.
6 seconds to go. Nick Fields again can run baseline coming off the free throws. And he runs to the right. Looking, gets it into Eric Price right away. And immediately fouled by Trayton Lamphere with 4.9 seconds to go. And we'll go to the other end and Price will have to knock him down again. And even if he makes both of them this time, it would still be a one possession game. Second foul on Trayton Lamphere. Incumbent on Price to knock them both down.
And we have no timeouts to go over the scenarios here, so we've got to do this on the fly.
Price with 7 points. The lefty's first is up and off the mark.
And they bring back Weimers here.
They don't need a three now. They can
nope.
just get a two, depending on what Price does here on the second one. He's 1 for 3 from the line. 4.9 seconds to go. Eyes it and missed it. Well short. Rebound on the floor. It's Lamphere. Bey-Bowie. 1 second. Fires a three. It's in
yes.
and out. It's in
a
and out.
A big win.
It's in and out. The Streaks celebrate. And Brody Harding puts a little elbow into the midsection of Justin Endoff. And Ryan Art is out there trying to get the team out of there. The student section is on the floor celebrating. And Moline is going to head to the locker room. This has the potential of getting ugly. And they're trying to get Moline off the floor, away from the student section.
The Silver Streaks have won the game, though, on a three-point shot by Harrison Bay Bowie that did everything but go down. It did everything but go through the hoop. And the Streaks win it 55-54. And some tension at the end takes some of the pleasure away from this fantastic victory by the Silver Streaks. Their fourth consecutive conference win. Moline ends the Western Big Six season at 8-2 with at least a share of the conference title. 55-54. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the final statistics. We'll talk things over with the coaching staff. And we'll run through all the final numbers, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. Big win for the Streaks. Are 16-10 in the season. Moline drops to 20-6. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
We're servicing vehicles, but more than that, we're servicing people. Michelle Batson understands that.
I went to Carl Sandburg for 4 years for automotive, and then I became a service advisor at Toyota. And then I stayed home with my kids for 4 years and came back to service advising, because it's what I know and what I love.
Michelle is a great communicator who knows how to take care of people with automotive knowledge that is second to none. See what I mean when you schedule your appointment at the Galesburg Toyota Service Department. I'm Brian Penniman. Service local, service with confidence, service at Galesburg Toyota.
GalesburgToyota.com.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Kratty. Kratty Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Kratty Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, where auto insurance rates are changing. Keep your family covered for the best value and quality around. Mostly cloudy skies are expected for this evening with a low of 9, wind chill readings of 0. While for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 30, a wind chill reading of negative 1. Then tomorrow night, cloudy, snow likely through the overnight hours, 1 to 2 inches of accumulation is possible, and a low of 23. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 15 degrees here on WGIO.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks with a big, big win defending their home court. They have run the table through the first four games of the second half of the Western Big Six season. They are now over the 500 mark with their fourth straight conference win at 5-4, 16-10 on the season, and an absolute battle here tonight at John Field Gym to come away with a 55-54 win. A tension-filled win, especially at the end, but a win nonetheless over the first-place Moline Maroons, 55-54. Lots to talk about here tonight, Steve, but I'll tell you, given what we've seen of this team from game one, the struggles that they have had, I don't know that someone can fully appreciate the improvement in this team to be able to win a game like this here tonight, given the struggles that we've seen them go through the rest of the season. And I think that's where so much of the satisfaction of this victory comes, to know where they've come from. In order to, they wouldn't have won this game.
And there's the key.
Even a month ago.
You look at these scenarios back earlier in the season, and we had a number of these down the stretch in close ball games where something that we did, not being able to make a play, losing our aggressiveness, whatever it may be, that we come out on the end that we don't want to come out on.
Yeah.
But lately, and here again tonight, we make enough plays. We don't lose our aggressiveness. We seize the opportunity. We do things when it's at game point that make a play to help us win. And again, that was here tonight against unbelievable pressure, losing your best player who had been just a beast throughout the ball game, especially on the defensive end, and then have these kids rally around with everything coming at them in all ways. Just an unbelievable victory here on the full, on our home court. And like you said, you know, sweeping thus far the second half of the Western Big Six and winning some big, big games the stretch against some adversity.
So 55-54, Galesburg goes to 16-10 on the season and 5-4 now in the Western Big Six. Again, Moline is done in the conference now. They don't have to play next Friday night. They played that extra game when the rest of the conference was off to help Alleman finish its regular season tonight so they can enter postseason play next week. So Moline is done in the conference at 8-2, but they do have at least a share of the conference title depending on what Rock Island does the rest of the way. The Silver Streaks, meanwhile, not concerned about Moline anymore. They have continued to play very, very well here through this last month of the season. And we're going to talk things over with head coach Mike Reynolds. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about after this one.
Yeah, we can talk here for an hour on a variety of situations.
But let's get to our Days Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, because, I mean, we had every one of these kids battled out here and contributed in multiple ways. But
and made big plays when it mattered. I mean,
absolutely.
Again, that's the real point out of all this, and what led this discussion to begin with is how we have continued to make big plays when they really matter, when the game's on the line, and we had a number of them here tonight. But our Dave's Auto Body Player of the Game tonight, with a couple of steals, finishing with a layup, being able to just do lots of clutch things down the line and down the stretch here, Nick Fields. And just a money player, a calming factor. In a game like this where it's chaos and craziness, he made plays, kept his poise and composure, and he's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight, Nick Fields.
And don't overlook those two big free throws.
He knocked down
in the fourth quarter
as well. A couple big steals, outstanding, the layup there on the other end, you know, and that really ignited us to take not necessarily control of the game, but for the most part, you know, be where we needed to be down the stretch and hold on.
Ended up giving us the cushion we need by
yes,
the time it was all
absolutely,
said and done.
Absolutely.
The Streaks lead was 8 at 50-42, and they held on by their absolute nail knife edge of their fingertips to come away with a 55-54 victory. Coach Mike Reynolds is on his way up. We'll talk to him next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
Everyone knows if there was a blue ribbon for fries, McDonald's would win it. I mean, if you've ever tried to transport those fries in your car, you know the seduction. Power is beyond compare. But bacon just entered the picture, and you may want to sit down for this. Introducing McDonald's Cheesy Bacon Fries. Premium potatoes, golden and crispy on the outside, fluffy on the inside, and covered with real cheddar cheese sauce and applewood smoked bacon bits. It's everything you love about McDonald's French fries made better with bacon. Cheesy Bacon Fries for a limited time only at McDonald's on Henderson Street and East Main in Galesburg.
be sure you have a white WGIL button for all your coats. Get as many as you need at Howe Overhead Doors Incorporated at their new location on Grand Avenue in Galesburg.
Silver Streaks prevail at home. Their fourth straight conference win, 55-54, over the Moline Maroons. Head coach Mike Reynolds joins us now in our post-game interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And that deep breath exhale you heard was from the coach. Do you have your breath yet after that one tonight?
Well, he leaves it all on the line like the players. I'm telling you what.
Yeah,
he spends every bit that he can.
We got to finish a little better, like usual. You know, we got like sometimes. But when you're playing really good teams, you know, we could have put them away, made a free throw. I think we missed five there in the last 30 seconds. But, you know, we got one rebound when it counted. We got one rebound when it counted. So I guess the buzzer went off. But I thought we tried to defend. We tried to play hard. You hold them in the 50s. They were in the 70s last time. We challenged our guys after that first round in the playoffs, or in the playoffs in the league. You know, we got bullied around, to be real honest with you. We let guys go to the rim. We let guys shoot wide open. You know, we needed to put it mildly. We needed to toughen up, and we challenged our guys, and they've toughened up. We're not perfect. You know, we're not perfect, and I thought our guys played extremely hard. We played really, really well at times, you know. Two of the best players in the league went back and forth at each other, trying to guard each other. They did a nice job guarding Jalen. I thought, you know, we made some shots. We missed some shots. Justin hit those big three threes in the first half when we were kind of dead in the water. And I thought, you know, we made just enough play. You have to play physical guys when you play in our league. You know, we got another tough physical game tomorrow night, and we'll see what our guys are made of.
We referenced the Quincy game because you were so frustrated at the end of that game.
Yeah.
Talking about we had to get tougher, and I thought this is as tough as your guys have played all season long here tonight.
Well, he didn't back down a bit.
Nick had a big steal. We had back-to-back big-time steals, and you know, that kind of sealed the game for us. I mean, we got far enough ahead to be able to miss free throws. Yeah. You know, we had, I thought, one defensive mistake there at the end. We left Weimers on a drive, which normally you would
out.
Do.
Yeah.
Which you normally
yeah,
would
you
do.
You do what you want to do there.
But on game points, you can't do it. I don't know. I was half tempted to foul up, too, but I haven't done that in a long time.
We talked about that.
I haven't done that in a long time since my Bismarck days.
Yeah.
But I couldn't figure out which one of them would miss a free throw, so... I thought our guys played extremely hard, extremely well, and you know, Moline's a really good team. They're a top 10 4A team for a reason. You know, it's not by accident. You know, they've got a Division I player in Billups, they got a Division I athlete in Harding, and I think Weimers is a top 5 player in our league, and I think he's been that for 2 years. I think he's really, 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 really good, and I'm proud of our toughness. We got to be a little smarter. We can't roll in a game with two unsportsmanlike technicals. I don't know what happened down here in the scrum, but whatever happened, you know, we've got to be smarter. We got to be smarter. I know we got bumped and hit, and sometimes they catch the second guy. Well, the second guy can't be us. We can't be any guy when you're up 6, 7, 8 points, because the only chance they have is for us to do something dumb. And right there, we about gave them a shot because we did something dumb. But that's why they're called kids, and that's why it's called coaching. We got to coach them up. And, you know, if it's possible, we're going to try to be better tomorrow than we were today. That's what we're going to try to do, and we'll see if it happens.
We've talked about that, I mean, check the box of every one of those things that you've said, that we've got better in so many different areas. And I know that's a complicated thing to try to explain. What do you, I mean, you said you challenged the guys to be tougher, and you've done that every day that we've been here. What do you see as the key? Why is that light went off, do you think?
Well, I just think you get tired of being pushed around. It's like being a little kid. You know, you get tired of being pushed around.
I thought Quincy, enough's enough.
Yeah, I think Quincy pushed us around. I think, you know, Moline physically and mentally pushed us around up there. I think Rock Island there, when the game got tight, they mentally pushed us around. You know, when I say, you know, get tougher, it's not go out and shove somebody. It's be mentally tougher. You know, we got to get the situation. You know, we weren't mentally tough at the line tonight, but, you know, we had a big enough cushion. I think guys relaxed a little bit at the line, you know. I don't think you'll see Justin and Eric miss too many in their life like that. So Quinn hit those two big ones. You know, I thought Nick Fields again and Quinn. I mean, those guys are tough-minded. They switched on the fly a couple times.
They really did. They coached themselves out there, and you need that more and more as the season goes on.
Well, you don't have 20 timeouts, you know.
No,
so, I
that's
mean,
what we said. They've got to be able to do that on the fly there.
And, you know, I'm proud of our guys. I thought our guys played hard, played extremely well, and, you know, we'll take it. They don't ask how pretty it was.
It's a great win, a great high school basketball game.
You know, we got three more games in the regular season, and, you know, we want to play better tomorrow than we played today. And if that's possible, we got enough energy. It may be a different guy, you know. It may be a different guy. We don't know tomorrow. You know, there's lots of different guys. Jalen probably didn't have his best offensive game. They did some things to take him away. I'm sure he'll be better tomorrow.
I wish we kept track of blocks because he had some huge ones.
He was a beast on the defensive end.
Well, I don't know what Cheese does up here. You got to give him something to do.
I gave him a lot. I had a lot of those slash marks for great defensive plays.
Last thing I want to ask you, Coach, because we talked a lot throughout the second half of this game about, you know, similarities we saw in this game to maybe other situations we've seen throughout the season where we overcame some of those things tonight that maybe we didn't do successfully earlier. With 9 seconds to go, they've got a timeout, they've got the ball, and we're flashing back to St. Charles East.
Yeah, me too.
Call a timeout. How did we handle this? What did we learn from that St. Charles East game that maybe helped us defend a little better?
Well, I mean, they called timeout. So I told them, you know, we were going to blue, so we were going to foul. And, you know, we were going to get beat on a three at that second.
Yeah, right.
You know, or tie a three. So we were up three. We fouled. You hope your guys come down and make free throws. It's hard to do that when you're not making free throws, but we may need that sometime. So that was good. You know, 15 years ago, I fouled up two. That's not really a cybermetrics thing to do, but, you know, we knew the bad free throw shooters in scouting, but Moline really didn't have any bad ones. So,
right.
You know, sometimes it's a lot better losing the ball in your hands than when it's not.
But it does help as a coach, does it not, to be able to refer back to those situations?
Yes, I thought our guys played well. Been nice to make a couple free throws and finish it out. But, you know, Moline's a really good team. They're not a good team. They're an elite basketball team.
Absolutely,
they're an elite team. And
it's a big win here. Big win. I think you got to go home and get some rest. What a great win and a great high school basketball game. Let's get after them again tomorrow night.
4 in a row in the conference sounds awfully good, Coach. Let's make it 5 in a row next week, but we'll worry about tomorrow.
All right. First.
Go get some rest. Thanks, great man. Win. Tremendous win.
55-54, rather. Streaks knock off Moline. Again, their fourth straight in the conference, and the Maroons have now dropped 4 of their last 5. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the final stats as we close things out from John Thiel Gym after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Bill Melton and Joel Strader, both of Galesburg, each won $50 when they were spotted wearing white WGIL buttons. You can still win cash. To find out how, go to WGIL.com.
Well, Green Out Night was a huge success in a number of ways, both in drawing attention to the benefits and the need for organ donation. A fantastic story told at halftime. But a great story we're telling here in the postgame as well, as the Silver Streaks win it 55-54 over the Moline Maroons. Our final statistics are brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Let's start off with the team numbers.
And an instant ESPN classic right here tonight. Just a truly a fantastic, terrific high school basketball game. Shooting-wise, Streaks shot the ball beautifully and got had to work for the shots, but got shots by the people that you want shooting them in the places, the locations, the spots that you want them shooting them in. 22 out of 40 for 55%. 3 out of 12 with a 3 ball for 25%, but hit, as Coach Reynolds said and Weed said, some big threes by Justin Endoff there in the second quarter when we needed that lift. They were 16 out of 53, so they got a lot more shots off. But again, we defended them and made them work and maybe made them shoot quicker and made them take shots a little bit out of their range. They were only 30% from the field. They were 6 out of 20, 3-point field goal percentage-wise for 30%. Again, a real key here, and at practice tonight, Coach Reynolds was talking about, we always talk about the rebound war and all of our guys contributing on the glass, and we out-rebounded them 36-22.
Wow.
And that's a big, big statistic and absolutely critical here tonight. And late when Jalen's out of the ball game, we had five guys really pursuing the ball. We committed 13 turnovers, but we were much better in the fourth period down the stretch when we needed to take care of the ball. We didn't turn over any live ball, make any live ball turnovers, and that would have led to us taking the ball out of our own net and 2 points for them. That was big. And so we had 13 for the game, and they had 6 for the game. And for the most part, people taking care of the ball beautifully. Our turnovers there were those unforced ones there in the first half, and especially there in the first quarter.
Free throw shooting was a huge part of the story of this game, because it allowed Moline to come back, both with Galesburg missing in the fourth quarter. They finished only 8 of 15 for the game, and Moline making in the fourth quarter. They were 16 of 18 for the game.
And we knew we were going to have to make free throws. I mean, you're going to have to do that in a tight ball game.
That's right. And they were 10 out of 10. From the free throw
line. And that kept them in the ball game.
That's what elite teams do.
Yep.
So the Silver Streaks didn't win that battle. But now, so let's individual scoring. All right, Steve. So if I tell you that Drew Weimers would have 24 and Deontay Billups would have 21 and we would only have one player in double figures.
You're going, that math doesn't add up.
We're going to lose by 25.
You're going to say that math doesn't add up, and we're going to get run out of our own gym.
So here's the rest of the story. Weimers had 24. Billups had 21. Brody Harding only finished with 7 and did not score until the fourth quarter, and they only had 2 other points, and those were Harrison Bay Bowie's 2 free throws here late in the game. The Silver Streaks, led by Keith Cunningham, a double-double, 15 points, 11 rebounds. But then listen to this. So you got the two guys who have the big offensive games. For the Silver Streaks, it's all about balance. Cunningham with 15. Justin Endoff with 9. All of those coming in the second quarter, as we've talked about. Jalen McCants had 8, including a big second half. He had only 2 points and 1 rebound at halftime. Finished with 8.7 rebounds. Nick Fields had 8 points. 6 of those in the fourth quarter. Eric Price had 7. 5 points in the fourth quarter. Quinn Anderson had 6 points. That's about as quiet a 6 points as you're going to have, because Quinn... I mean,
he was a settling influence
here tonight.
Yes. And I mean, guys made plays when they needed to tonight.
And Mitchell Sampson had 2 points, but big free throws in the fourth quarter as well. So it wasn't so much that guys had big offensive games, but it's
a team effort tonight.
When they got the points.
And when they made plays, both offensively and defensively. A real team win tonight.
55-54. The Streaks are now 16-10, and the sophomores played very well tonight, too. We don't want to forget about that. They won 57-51, and that
really
was just,
moved the ball beautifully.
That was just a really fun game to watch, just because both teams, we thought, played really well, and it really set the stage for the way things turned out here tonight. So Galesburg gets over the 500 mark in the conference at 5-4. Moline finishes the conference season at 8-2, but they do have at least a share of the conference title, depending on what Rock Island does playing out the rest of the way. It was great fun tonight. I'm glad
Absolutely.
You could be here for it, Steve.
Wonderful game. Just a great one to watch and a great win here by the Streaks tonight.
Geneseo in town tomorrow night, 5:40 for the pregame, 6 o'clock tip. Hope you can join us for that one as well tomorrow. As Coach Mike Reynolds said, 3 more to play in the regular season and still looking for ways to get better and make that big push into
the postseason. That's the way he is, looking to get better tomorrow than we were today.
55-54, the final. Streaks upset Moline. Thanks for being with us. For James Noble at the downtown studios, for my partner to the right, my Hall of Famer, Steve Cheeseman, I'm Brad Binowitz. Have a great rest of your night. See you tomorrow night right here when Geneseo comes to town.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.